This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I mean, how hard can it be to press play with your mouse, right? Click, play. Hey, I'm listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Superdon, is it just me? I mean, I'm not like the expert, but I think it's not hard to find.
We do the best we can to try and make it as simple as easy for everybody, and you are correct. You know, it used to be I had to go to track it down and go to a different website, and now you can just go right to robertscottbell.com, and there you have it.
We're trying to make it as easy as possible. I realize it hasn't always been this easy. Maybe people are so used to it not being easy that they're like, no, it's still got to be really hard, really hard. No. Just go tell your friends that go to robertscottbell.com. If you're not listening through TalkStream Live or GCN, whatever, just come to the website. Come home to the website.
One-stop shopping, robertscottbell.com.
We're trying to do that, honestly. And, you know, we had, I don't know what the problem was or is, if there is one, but I even put a screen grab up for one person asking tonight. I said, and I drew an arrow, and I'm not even good at that kind of thing, but I circled it and drew an arrow. I said, here is the player, press play. So if you're already here, congratulations. You've achieved evidently a doctorate level discovery.
Oh, stop. Quit being a jerk.
I'm sorry. I'm just, I don't know. Maybe I'm still annoyed with the whole Twitter thing with the skepducks from a few days ago. I don't know. Just lingering stuff. Anyway, great hour.
Can't let it get under your skin. Can't
no, you're right. You're right. No, great hour with the Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan E. Morton. We're going to kick back in the new year with another Sacred Fire of Liberty edition. So gear up for that. We're going to take a little bit of time down, but we've got some exciting things happening this hour, especially when the Nurses Against Mandatory Vaccines aligns with the Physicians for Informed Consent to do some really good work. We got Michelle Roughton scheduled a little later in the show this hour. Very excited about that. Links up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. And anything else I missed in the news today that we got to go into before we start answering some questions?
Oh, in the news today.
I mean, I'm not putting you on the spot or anything, right? No, slow news day.
No, not really. You know, it's just a lot of this ramping up, which I know you talked about with Jonathan and Cheryl and Norm. You know, the ramp up to Inauguration Day. There's still some disgruntled people out there. A few liberals on the left side still have their panties in a bunch, but other than that, it's just getting ready for Christmas.
Yeah, and you know what? Between when we went off the air last hour till the news break, I got back here. I actually grew a half an inch because I went back to the True Align body system, laid down on it. 2 minutes. I just did 2 minutes. Already standing up taller. I'm doing stand-up radio tonight, folks. I used to like to do more stand-up than sit-down, right? We've talked about the contrary. Should I sit? Should I stand? Should I sit? Should I squat? What do I do on it? You know, everybody's saying it's the worst. It's the new smoking. Sitting, the new smoking. Don't stand too long. And, I'm just kind of a low-tech guy. I don't have one of those desks that go up and down, but I have things I can put on my desk that make the things on it go up and down by putting them on it, all right? Low-tech.
You got one of those super high-tech milk crates, right?
Yeah, basically. In fact, when we get the video rolling, if I don't have a high-tech version, you'll see my handiwork, my woodwork, because I've actually built stuff to do this. And I've got some end tables I've used. I've kind of you make things work anyway. But I'm glad to be standing up after my bike injuries last week. I'm back at it. I'm on. All right, and with that, I think we got to be on for our listening audience around the world here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio and answer some questions.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, first question tonight that we're catching up on comes from Patty. Patty says, my six-year-old child is having inflamed lungs for some months. The doctor suggested RAD, R-A-D, R-A-D. What's that, Super Don? RAD? You got a radical?
Sounds like something Bart Simpson would say.
Oh, I know. It's reactive airway disease.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they just say that if they're not sure if it's asthma or not, right? Oh, it sounds good. It's reactive airway disease. What are you reacting to? We're not sure. Could be asthma, might not be, but, you know, it's pretty rad. No, it's not rad if you're suffering from it and the doctors don't know what it is. Not rad at all. It's kind of a bummer. So, let's see. The patient's now on Advair with albuterol nebulizing. And we think we finally found the culprit. Milk allergy, Patty says. These dry propellant inhalers today use lactose-based powder. I didn't even know that. I didn't look into the ingredients. I look for really toxic things, and I must overlook the lactose-based powder, if that's right. And so she's thinking about short-term nebulizing with colloidal silver or silver hydrosol. Let's see. She wants to know if it can help bind and remove lactose toxin from the lungs. You know, silver is not a detoxifying agent, Patty. It is an agent of reduction of tissue inflammation locally, so I'll give you that. It is an astringent, so it does cleanse, but it doesn't bind like that. But if you can facilitate a reduction of tissue inflammation and a restoration of healthy function of tissue, which silver can do, you can cough that stuff out of his lungs, or he can, and that will help, along with the use of homeopathic Bryonia alba. And, you know, that's the liver and lung polycrest that I write about in Unlock the Power to Heal when I talk about recovering from lung issues, including COPD, bronchitis, pneumonia, asthma, etc. And so, let's see, it'll stop the wheezing. Okay, yes, it also stops viral replication, silver does. It's antifungal. Yes, that's true. It's antibacterial. Let's see, what other input can I give you? Patty says, I don't know where your show is broadcast. Please advise on how to get ASAP response to this child, aid to this child. I don't know if it's Patty who couldn't find the player. My apologies, Patty. I'm not making fun of you. I'm just trying to think. It's right there. Here it is. I circled it, and if it's for you,
well,
I'm glad maybe you can find it.
I'm thinking that there might be a little bit of confusion because in her question, she said she couldn't find the video. And so she may be thinking she's looking for like a live stream of a video or something. We're not there yet, but
no,
we do have the audio player up on the right-hand side of the page there. It even says on air.
Does that thing go on air when it's on air? Because I don't even know that. It does.
Yeah. No, right. No point in having to say on air if we're off air.
Okay, I just check it. No, because when I'm on air, I don't get to check. So there. That's
it.
Okay. You know, that's right. It's not what I'm looking at. So, Patty, pick up the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, if you haven't already. There's a whole chapter that we added on lung recovery. And of course, liver, kidneys are very critical in terms of reversing the compensation, because the lungs are often used as a dumping ground when the liver and kidneys are congested. And that's not something your doctor, medically trained, is likely to acknowledge, because everything they've got is toxic to the liver and the kidneys by definition. So, yeah, silver hydrosol inhalation, nebulization. There are homeopathics, as we talk about, Bryonia alba. Drosera rotundifolia is a great remedy with a D as in dog, or David. Drosera is a great remedy. Antimonium tartaricum is also an excellent remedy. And my favorite, and your kids at 6 years old would love this. Here, kid, have some toasted SpongeBob. That's going to help you. Well, no, Mom, I don't want to take toasted SpongeBob. No, it's Spongia tosta. It's toasted sea sponge as a homeopathic remedy. So there you go. Every kid's favorite homeopathic remedy.
Toasted SpongeBob. You cut out there for a second.
Oh,
so
I did.
Lost the punchline as to why the kids would love it. Yes.
Yeah, toasted SpongeBob. I guess
SpongeBob.
My kids must be watching Netflix or something. I've got to talk to them on the break.
And, you know, it's funny. We've both learned something here. I looked this up as you were talking about it, and it does it's accurate. The Advair inhaler, they call it the Discus, and as a powdered inhaler, it
lactose?
Does contain small amounts. lactose and milk proteins.
Wow, how interesting. So, yeah,
I had no idea.
There's also a dairy formula, homeopathic dairy formula for dairy allergies, and I would suggest that you get up that from King Bio. Okay. We got a question from Doris real quick. My son has been doing your silver aloe regimen. It's not mine, by the way. I've shared that with doctors. Doctors have shared that with me. We've all worked on this. He was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease about 8 years ago. His body is killing his red blood cells and neutrophils. On day 7 into the regimen, his bowel completely emptied, and he had a bout of clear liquid diarrhea. He has been taking 2 tablespoons of the silver with, I hope with aloe. I assume that he's doing this. Yes, with aloe, 2 times a day. He's 6'3". Is this normal? Well, Doris, I don't know if it's normal for a son to be 6'3" in your family, but in my family, that'd be a little tall.
No, that's not what she meant.
That's not what she meant?
No.
Is it? Oh, is it normal to clear your bowels? Like, oh, I'm sorry, I just skipped right on. My bad. Yes, it can happen. And in fact, that's a good thing, especially if you've got the clear. Sometimes you're dealing with a whole colonies. There's mucoid plaque. There's other things that are finally being released. And these things are like they've captured and protected bacterial colonies for years in some cases. So moving that on out, just make sure you've got adequate hydration and then replenish with the probiotic colonies every night while you're on the silver aloe protocol. I mean, if you're really concerned about dehydration, we're talking, you know, dysentery levels. Obviously, you need to get into the ER for some IV fluids and things. But if it's just one bout, you dumped it, you move on, you feel better, ask him how he's feeling. How are his energy levels? Is he recovering? Is his digestion improving, right? Is he able to eat foods that he couldn't eat before? Is he eating clean, I hope? But make sure he stays hydrated. I would look into utilizing the Echo Water because of the molecular hydrogen will also facilitate normal let's say responses, if you will, because when you have healthy gut ecology and you eat more of a raw vegetarian diet, the fibers in there work with the bacteria and they also produce molecular hydrogen. So we can accelerate that recovery with the hydrogen containing, the H2 containing water. So go to robertswater.com, download the ebook, free ebook, and you can find out how to do that at home. So Doris, I hope that's helpful, to your son. And, at 6'3", he's pretty big if he's only 8 years old, but you didn't tell me how old he is. I assume he might be grown up or at the very least a teenager. And, getting beyond autoimmune disease, it's a challenge. It's not a quick fix, right? This is not a 2 week and done. Make sure what he eats, what he drinks is clean. It's organic because we've got to be able to rebuild the integrity of self, the cells of self that are being attacked right now by his own immune system. It's not his immune system going crazy. It's the doctors who are telling him to take drugs and eat garbage and saying that's okay. That's crazy, Doris. But that's why you're not crazy, because you asked a question right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, Michelle Rahm's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. We do have another question of the day. I think there's more GI attention here. Yeah, stand by for that. Also, urinary tract issues as well.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making? You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
To the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
That's a tube. Remember them? The tubes. Wasn't that right? Am I right?
The tubes. That's right. Tubes.
They were out of San Francisco, weren't they?
Very, very underrated band.
Yeah, Taking Me Back. Remember that. Yeah. Good song. All right, folks, we got more questions of the day before we bring Michelle Routin on, and we're going to talk about the combination of Nurses Against Mandatory Vaccines and Physicians for Informed Consent, major coalition going forward here to protect our health care providers from the dangers of uninformed consent. That is right. Yeah. Here, just take the shot if you want this job. Man, that's coercion. That's criminal. And we're going to push back against that. Questions of the day coming in fast and furious. We're trying to keep up with them before we hit the holiday zone. It's Christmas this weekend, Hanukkah and everything. The light's returning in the northern hemisphere, and that's a good thing. So let's see. What do we have as far as the next question of the day? Oh, thank you for your great presentation at the Health Basket this past Saturday. This is coming from B. Shields. B, I don't know if it's a boy or a girl because it doesn't say. This is one of those mysteries. Is it Pat? And if so, are you a lady or are you a man?
Could be Brenda. Could be Bob. I don't know.
Not sure, but B. Shields, this is for you. Yes, thank you. And thank you to the Health Basket for hosting me there. It was a great crowd. It was a spillover crowd because they had set up like 35 chairs and they didn't have enough and people were standing in the aisles, including kids. Homeschool kids were there, which was awesome. She says, or he says, I am trying the silver. Started taking this last Sunday with my aloe. But I have noticed a great increase in urination. Is this normal? I do have gut issues and osteoporosis, which I take Biosil for. Any help? All right. Well, I mean, I have to ask if there is an increase in fluid intake, for one. I mean, an increase in urination associated with other issues you know, if you're tasting, you know, like metallic taste in your mouth, or there's other things going on, I want to make sure you're not heading toward a diabetic episode. So if you're, you know, if it's, you know, there are some serious consequences, not to the Silver Arrow protocol, because that's not a side effect of it. However, when you are neutralizing, let's say you have a microbial burden within the gut, and you take the silver and the aloe, you're going to kill a lot of bad guys. And that will lead to some level of circulating debris in the body, which needs to be removed. What does the removal process? The liver and also the kidneys. And if it needs to mobilize more fluid to move that stuff on out, you want to make sure you are commensurate in your water consumption so that you can support that process of detoxification, elimination. So it's not something I hear very often, that I took your Silver Aloe protocol and I noticed I'm increasingly urinating. Not unless you're increasing your, you know, hydration habits, you know, and doing that, and that's a good thing. And of course, is it normal? Yeah, it's normal to need to urinate, but if you're not drinking more and you're urinating more, yeah, you might want to get that checked out. That's a whole other story. So if you have gut issues, we're going to correct those. Remember your probiotic replenishment at night. And if there's osteoporosis, I'm glad you're taking a silicon supplement. I mentioned to Jim, who owns the Health Basket, that I would like that he carries the Alta Health Products Silica X, because it's a more of a food form than that liquid form of Biosil. I find it to be much more efficacious, and I've, you know, utilized it with my own mother, who at 82 goes out dancing almost every night, and she was getting osteopenia. The doctors were concerned. They wanted to put her on, I don't know, Boniva or one of those things, those osteoporotic drugs. And I said, heck no, Mom. And she's like, yes, son, whatever you say. And I, you know, had her on the silica challenge, the Alta Silica, three tablets, four times a day. That's 12 a day for the first month. And that will really, really reverse the osteoporosis more than any other mineral. And that's not to say we don't want magnesium or calcium. These are macro minerals especially. But the real key is the whole food vegetal form of silica or silicon. So there you go. Hopefully that's helpful to you. And please contact me again, and we could do a follow-up, see how you're doing, B-Shields, okay? So that's it. I think we got some good questions today. And they all are related, yeah. But as I say, even as many Silver Aloe questions we get, there are always nuances to the questions that we find different angles that I can communicate about how this interplays with other systems in the body, what people are experiencing. But for the most part, it's pretty extraordinary.
Yep. And, you know, we appreciate even the repeat questions, because there's always new people that are showing up and would have liked to get the information again.
That's true. We appreciate all our new listeners. Not that we are discarding our old ones. I hope you all are still here. I love you very much. Appreciate you. Wouldn't be here without you. And if you want to know who to support, well, a lot of them are listed in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Scroll on down, see the deals for the holidays. We'll let you know before we leave today some of those things you can do to get the good things, the gift of health that keeps on giving, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back with Michelle Rauten, Nurses Against Mandatory Vaccines, next.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I absolutely love it when we get to highlight hometown healers, people that are standing up for what's right, for protecting innocent lives. Seriously. Doing it the right way. Who's doing it that way? Michelle Rowden. She's a neonatal nurse practitioner at Healthy Kids Pediatrics. And we've got news tonight of an alignment between the nurses against mandatory vaccines and physicians for informed consent. We're going to find out why they're coming together. But just so you know, we've covered stories about the medical professionals, nurses, doctors, et cetera, working in hospital settings especially, telling them you either get the flu shot or you're out of a job. And we think this is a criminal activity, and it needs to be stopped. There's no informed consent there. There's coercion. There's threats. There's duress. And it seems like, Michelle, you're fighting them back and getting a coalition together here. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So is this what motivated you, the threats against your fellow healthcare providers, to get shots or be out of a job?
Yes. Nurses Against Mandatory Vaccines has been together for several years now, and we came together in order to raise awareness and provide assistance for adult professionals, specifically healthcare workers, that are faced with mandatory procedures and mandatory vaccines to keep their jobs.
Hmm. Well, and this seemed to be an area where it was ripe for legal challenge, much less a coalition coming together. As I said, if it's one nurse or one doctor that says, I don't want it, there's not a lot of strength there. But if everybody started talking to one another, got together, said, we're all leaving if you're pushing this agenda, it would be over tomorrow.
Absolutely. We've always said with the nurses, if the nurses would just stand up and say, I'm out of here, this isn't happening, it would immediately stop. You know, the problem is that a lot of nurses are the primary providers and the primary benefit carriers for their family, and they become scared that they will lose their jobs or that not enough people are going to stand up and that it isn't going to be successful. And so that's what we've been dealing with Nurses Against Mandatory Vaccines for the several years in the past, and we really weren't sure where we were going to go with our organization because we had really hit that mountain of how are we going to get people to have the strength to come together. We've always said that it would be really helpful to have physicians on our side. So in the last several weeks, we have been discussing a coalition with physicians for informed consent, which is a national organization that was formed out of response to the SB 277 bill in California that removed vaccine exemptions for the state of California and their children specifically.
Yes.
And so when they offered us a coalition, we absolutely jumped on it and have worked out all the details and are very excited to announce that our two organizations will be working together to fight mandatory vaccination laws.
Now, you're talking, again, a group of nurses, a group of physicians. So we got nurses, doctors getting together and aligning. Was there before this an antagonistic relationship, or was it always just an informal, we'd like to support you, and now we're going to formalize that support?
There was always an informal support. I really feel like nurses have a hard time with this because reality in a hospital situation is that when they're coming down and saying, we're having mandatory flu shots or you're not going to keep your job, the nurses catch the slack. The nurses have always known and felt like when the doctors say, hey, you know what, I'm not going to do that. Here's this little piece of paper you wanted, and they move on with their life. And so the nurses have always felt like we needed some really formal support to go against this, and now we finally have that formal support in physicians for informed consent.
Now, is this a national effort, or is this focused only in California, where you mentioned the SB 277 issue?
This is a national effort. The president of Physicians for Informed Consent is Dr. Shira Miller, and she is in California, and she has small children, so losing her right to make medical decisions for her children with their physician is what piqued her interest to go ahead and start a group like this. And they've actually been forming for the past year, since about the end of June of 2015. And so it is a national organization. They do have physicians. They have researchers. They have different membership avenues for physicians and PhDs and nursing personnel. And then, of course, they have some complimentary membership for the general public as well.
Mm. And your work, you work at Healthy Kids, apparently, here, and as a neonatal nurse practitioner, are you in a friendly environment for your level of awareness in dealing with, you know, infants and neonatal care? Because there seems to be a religious-like fervor to the push for vaccinations without fully informed consent, without truly investigating these things, and without respecting even religious beliefs of the parents or parents-to-be?
I have moved into a friendly environment. I moved out of a very hostile environment, and not only the hospital system, but the physician group that I was working for. And so I'm able to just be comfortable where I am and focus on helping everybody else in the nation and their fight to keep their jobs and to be able to make medical decisions for themselves and their families as they see fit.
Beautiful, beautiful. By the way, we're talking to Michelle Rauten, and she's also got the organization NAMV.org is the link to the Nurses Against Mandatory Vaccines. Very easy to find, NAMV.org, okay? And so as you communicate, and I felt like this could be the case, if you actually communicated with your peers, right, and were not isolated and divided, and talked about the real issues associated with mandatory vaccines or even one vaccine taken, and the recognition that we have here that there's no guarantee that will prevent a disease from occurring, particularly the flu shot, which is the one they seem to be most fervent about everybody getting, you begin to say there's no way that people are immune to it, much less the reaction that some people have. They end up being carriers or shedders of live viruses based on certain ways that they give the flu vaccine.
That's correct. We've always found it very interesting in the hospital system, those of us that think outside of the box, why the flu shot? Recently, we had a year of flu shot effectiveness of 19%. The only study that's ever been done regarding healthcare workers having flu vaccines didn't show any difference in the rate of infection in the patient. Why the flu shot? And really what we figured out is that written into Obamacare, there is legislation there that says if over 90% of your staff in the hospital is not vaccinated for the flu, you could lose up to 2% of your Medicare funding, which is make or break for a lot of these hospitals.
So 90%, but it would take like 1,000%, right? People getting it 10 times in order to guarantee that 19% goes up to 100, which it never will, as we know. It's absurd. But the point is now this year's shot, they're acknowledging, might be even less viable than last year.
Absolutely. Remember a couple of years ago when they said that flu mist was going to save the world? It was so effective and far more effective than the flu shot. And then they yanked it this year and said it wasn't effective and that they weren't going to be issuing the flu mist at all and everybody should just use the injectables.
Yeah, well, and of course, that also acknowledged a very real shedding scenario of the live virus inhalation method, and that people were actually contracting flu from people who were vaccinated with the flu mist.
Well, they've known that for years. If you walked into any neonatal ICU at the entrance of the doors, there would be a big sign that said, if you have recently had flu mist, please do not enter this unit. And I'm sure they had that up in cancer wards of people that were having chemo treatments and bone marrow transplants and all that. So they've known. It's been very obvious this whole time.
Yeah, it is getting more obvious, and it's so great to hear that the different aspects of the healthcare community, like nurses and physicians, are starting to talk amongst themselves, work together, and say, you know what, we are not going to lie down for this issue, because it's coming from a place not of concern for genuine health, but for pure economic reasons.
I've said over and over again that when you walk into a hospital, it is the provider, as in the medical staff or the physician, and the nurse's job to take all of the information and offer you treatment plans. And they are to be honest with you. You're to receive all the information, all the pluses, all the minuses, and you are supposed to be able to make a decision of informed consent of what is best for your healthcare. And when you now walk into a building of an entire building of care, healthcare providers who have had that right taken away from them, that's scary. That's a slippery slope. And you might possibly be dealing with people that no longer feel like informed consent is important. And that is where Physicians for Informed Consent came from, and that's what Nurses Against Mandatory Vaccines has been talking about for years now.
So what is it that these groups in combination can do, and what are you doing, and what can we encourage our listeners to do to support your efforts?
The most important thing that we're looking for right now is membership, is that we need to show this country that there are way more of us out there than they ever imagined, and that Nurses Against Mandatory Vaccines can say, hey, you know, right now we have 32,000 followers on Facebook. I need 32,000 members of Nurses Against Mandatory Vaccines. At this point, we are restructuring and offering a free membership only, where we will be doing newsletters and updates and things like that. But we want to be able to show legislature, you know, Senate, all of our congresspeople, state level, federal level, this is how many members we have. And then for physicians of informed consent to say, this is how many members we have.
Right.
And
right.
Those are paying memberships with lots of benefits, but we need to come together and have these groups to say, we are all standing together with these many thousands and thousands of people, and we are not going to take this anymore.
All right. All nurses within earshot of the Robert Scott Bell Show, wherever you are, go to NAMV.org. You can find out how to sign up for membership, also available on Facebook as well. And, Michelle, you just keep us informed, too, and we'll let the world know about your activities and how we can support healthcare providers from being needlessly assaulted by dangerous medicaments injected based on faulty immunology. How's that?
That sounds fantastic. Thank you.
All right, Michelle Round, thanks so much. Everybody, check it out online. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Protecting even the doctors out there, nurses, too.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, if you got any Christmas wishes, Hanukkah wishes, New Year's Eve, whatever wishes coming up, let us know. You can even leave a recorded message for us at 866-939-2355, and maybe we'll get to play it back on the air. We got Christmas Spectacular. I think tomorrow we'll have something going on there. Have some fun music as well on the show. And say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors. And these are the things I actually use, right? I used on the break. I went out and got on the TrueLine body system. And you get that out for 15% off, RSB15. You don't know what it is? Link it. It's in the show notes. Scroll down until you see all that stuff. Our friends at Activation Products with the Ease Magnesium, right? The Ocean's Alive, marine phytoplankton that we take. Easy stuff, RSB15, get 15% off of that. The CBD, the DEA doesn't want you to have. Available in all 50 states, you can get it delivered to your door to put in the stocking right now. And, of course, RSB15 for CV Sciences, plus CBDOil.com, plus CBDOil.com. 15% off all of that. You got great discounts on Echo Water. Go to robertswater.com, download the ebook for free, and link on through to the other side, as they say, and get some good molecular hydrogen water. Beta glucan. There's so much, but go to the website. It's all there. Go check it out. Now, from here, we got to go to a Christmas story. And this is out of The Guardian in the United Kingdom for our friends listening in on UK Health Radio. 10 biggest Christmas myths debunked. And I'm not sure if the Obama administration did this or the Russians did it. I don't know who debunked it, but we're gonna talk about it.
The Russians. Oh,
the Russians.
Dude.
They do.
Yeah, I got to tell you this meme, because you know the Russians. That's like a big joke right now. Mm-hmm. And I had this meme I saw yesterday. And it was of two dogs standing in a hallway, and they're looking up and they're going, "Oh, we're so glad you came home. The Russians pooped in the hallway."
I saw that. That was very funny. Yeah. I like that. The dogs blaming the Russians. The dogs are smart, right? Just like the Democrats. All right. Coca-Cola, first of all, didn't invent Santa. I'm not going to go into all 10. There's three that were really interesting to us. And this one was interesting to you, Super Don. I don't know why it didn't intrigue me, but the song Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells, which we think of as a Christmas song, apparently.
Rushing through the snow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just assumed it was a Christmas song.
Yeah.
But
it came out in 1857.
1857. But as it turns out, according to The Guardian, this actually was a song about Thanksgiving and not Christmas.
It originally was called One Horse Open Sleigh, and it was about, you're right, Thanksgiving. So,
Thanksgiving. It's a Thanksgiving carol.
Ah, Thanksgiving Carol. Who knew? Jingle Bells. So if you're still singing Jingle Bells, we're not going to diss on you, but you're singing about something that already happened last month, Thanksgiving. But remember, we like
Thanksgiving. Next year, we'll sing it November.
We'll sing it early next year, yeah. Let's see. What was the other thing? This one was interesting to me. Kissing under the mistletoe comes from the Vikings. Now, is that true or not? I'm not sure. They're saying the story goes after the Norse god Balder was killed by an arrow made of mistletoe. His mother, the unfortunately named goddess Frigg, swore that the plant should never harm anybody else and that instead it should encourage kissing. This, though, isn't found anywhere in Norse mythology, and the mistletoe arrow is, but Frigg's response has nothing to do with kissing and everything to do with torturing Balder's killer for all eternity. So, mistletoe is actually an English tradition,
right,
since 1719. So, yeah, kissing under the mistletoe. And the thing is, mistletoe, Iskador, homeopathic Iskador, guess who used it to cure her breast cancer? You know?
Who?
And Chrissy Snow of Three's Company.
Oh,
you know her?
On it. What's yeah, I know the name. I've drawn a blank.
All right, we'll get back to that. Anyway,
damn it.
No, I'm leaving it for you to, because it's going to kill you until you get out of this, and it's not going to be done by the mistletoe.
I'm going to cheat, and I'm going to Google it.
No cheating. All right, so mistletoe is a toxic plant. If you use it homeopathically, it actually can reverse diseases like breast cancer. That's why it's used in Europe, and why Suzanne Summers, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
I know. Went all the way over to Europe for some of her treatment and used mistletoe. So it's not all bad. You can convert these remedies into natural, safe ways. Now, what other myths that they want to bust up? How about the three wise men? The three wise men. Where is that story?
Ooh,
yeah.
Really?
They say this is a myth. The Bible tells us there were three wise men. And they say in this thing, no, it doesn't. Matthew 2:1 tells us that when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Nowhere in there was the word three mentioned.
Oh, so it could have been 50. Uh-huh.
It could have been 200. They
there
brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Three gifts. Maybe that's why they thought, well,
uh-huh,
three people. But 200 people could have brought that. I don't know. I don't think I was there. By the way, the Magi, they say, were Zoroastrians. They were believed to be well-versed in mysterious acts, hence our modern word magic. How interesting is that, folks? Well, it's not magical, it's healing, and that's what we do here, folks. The power to heal is definitely yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andor 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andor 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andor 400. One thing that Andor 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, the second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.